Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for this day. Thank God for the opening prayer. Thank God for those tuning in. If you're listening, you're listening to Pastor Sheila Hameen's show. At this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Maybelle Edmond to lead us in our opening prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for this day, thanking you for how you woke us up this morning with the activity of our limbs. We thank you for the mercy that you have bestowed upon us, something that we haven't deserved, but we thank you for all that you have done for us up until this time, and we pray that you will look upon us with compassion and mercy, that you will touch us, O Lord. Have your way, Lord. Move in a mighty way tonight, Jesus. Bless some soul, O Lord. Help some soul to believe on you as the scripture has said. Touch their minds, touch their hearts, O Lord. Move in a miraculous way, Lord. Heal and deliver, Lord. Save to the utmost, Lord. We know you can do it, Lord. We are trusting in you, Jesus, taking you at your word, oh Lord, depending on you, Jesus, looking to you, Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. No other help we know, Lord. Jesus, we thank you right now, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You're
Jesus.
Mighty God.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Are a deliverer, Jesus. You're able to fix every situation. You're able to move, Lord. Touch Jesus. Lift heavy burdens, oh Lord. Strengthen the weak today, Lord. Have mercy, oh Lord. Heal them that are sick. Those who are battling the COVID virus. We want you to touch them right now, Lord. We want you to have mercy on the souls of men. Oh, my God, we know you're able to raise them up, Lord. You're able, Jesus, to heal their bodies, Lord. Fix it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We want you to go into the hospitals, oh, Lord. Touch every soul, oh, Lord. Touch those who are near death. We pray that you have mercy on their souls, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, spare their lives. In the name of Jesus, look on your people, the saints of God. Touch them right now, Lord. Heal their bodies, oh, Lord. Move on misery, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, give strength to the weak, Lord. Have thine own way, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
God will be done. Bind the works of Satan. Cast them out tonight, Lord. Let your word have free course. Have your way, Jesus. We're dependent on you, Lord. Our trust is in you, Lord. And our faith is looking up to thee, oh, Lord. We know you're able to take us through, Lord. We know you're able to work everything out, Lord. We know you're able to make the way out of no way. You're able to open up a door that may be closed in our face. We are dependent on you, Lord. You are our help, a very present help in trouble. Go with us throughout this day, Lord. Continue to bless us, Jesus, as we desire to do thy will. Oh, my God, look on the speaker of the hour. Touch, Lord Jesus. Send thy word. Send thine anointing, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Your will be done, Lord. Not our will. Let our will perish, oh Lord. Help us to seek to please you. Help us, oh Lord, to be about your business. Help us, oh Lord, to project your word. Help us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us to work while it is day. Night coming when no man can work. Help us, oh Lord. We're seeking to please you. We want to keep your word, Lord. We want to do your will, Lord. And we want to please you in every way, Lord. Look on this nation, oh Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Touch every soul, oh Lord. Have mercy on the souls of men. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. Touch, heal, and deliver. Save to the utmost. Fill with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, look on your people, Lord. Help us to stand and to go through. Help us to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Help us, oh Lord. Jesus, we're out here on your word. We're depending on you, Lord. No other help we know, Lord. You are our help. You are our help, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. Let your will be done. Look upon our unsaved family members. Save them, O Lord. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Help them to seek your face. Help them to call upon your name, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless this ministry. Continue to have your way. And let your will be done. And we'll give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. This part of the service is back into the hands of Evangelist Khadija Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord and God bless you all. Thank you so much. Thank the Lord for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. And if you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host today, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. And we thank God for all of those on the line today. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is the pastor and the Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is the Southern District Overseer at Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida. And on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
Amen. And we also have Evangelist Maybell Edmond, who led that beautiful prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Edmond.
God bless you.
Amen. And she hails from our mother church, our headquarters church, Christian Temple in Camden, New Jersey. And right now we're going to read our opening scripture. And it's taken from the 139th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 139th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And it reads, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my mouth, in my tongue. But lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Thank God for the reading of his word, the 139th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 14th verses. We just thank God for his word and for his goodness and his mercy, for his love and kindness towards us. Thank God for all things. I'm going to sing a song. Amen. Blessed assured. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased by God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all day long. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased by God,
born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. This is my song, praising my Savior all day long. Oh, this is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior. All day long, all day long.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the service into the hands of Evangelist Maybell and ask if she would have words and would introduce our speaker. Amen. Evangelist May.
Be on mute.
All right.
God bless every one of you out there in Radio Land.
Amen.
We're glad to have you. Glad that you tuned in on tonight. We're thankful for those of you who tune in every week who have been faithful listening in on this broadcast.
Amen.
And those whom the Lord has touched, those whom the Lord has blessed, we are thankful for you, and we pray that you will continue to read your Bible, to go to the house of God,
yes,
and to be what God wants you to be. We're
yes.
thankful. The Lord is moving, and he is
yes.
moving by his Spirit. The mm-hmm. Lord has blessed us. He
yes.
has touched us. He has encouraged us and gave us strength to go a little further.
Mm.
I thank God for that beautiful Psalm 139, that passage of scripture, how that the Lord was saying, how that David was speaking, and he said, Lord, thou hast searched me.
Yes.
You see, David went through some things.
Yes,
he
did.
Was tried vehemently.
Yes,
mm-hmm. And he knows that the Lord searched him. The Lord looked into him and saw what was in him. God saw his heart. And David poured his heart out unto the Lord, and
mm-hmm.
he sought the Lord, and he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord heard his cry and delivered him out of all of his troubles.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew that the Lord had searched him, and he knew that the Lord knew who he was. So he knew that he had no place to hide. There was no place
That's right.
that he could go that God didn't know where he was, or that mm-hmm. God wasn't there.
Hallelujah.
If he made his bed in hell, thou art there.
Yes.
If he goes up, God is there.
Yes.
Wherever he went, there was the Lord. So
yes.
we can't get away from God. We can't hide from God. We just have to come God's way. And
Amen.
That's what David did. He submitted himself unto the will of God. And God will do the same for you if you submit yourself unto the Lord.
Yes.
So we thank God for this broadcast and also for the beautiful selection, Blessed Assurance.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, we need to bless the Lord because he
Amen.
Is assured. He
yes.
is our assurance. And how to give his name the praise and lift him up and be thankful unto him. And bless his holy name. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
He's
a good God.
Yes,
He's worthy of the praise. He's worthy of my singing.
Yes, Lord.
He's worthy of praise.
He's worthy.
He's worthy of every praise. We ought to send up the praises unto the name of the Lord. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what has happened in your life.
Amen.
But it's still worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Yes,
we bless his name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine.
Jesus is mine.
Thank God for that song.
Yes.
And we ought to be encouraged today to know that Jesus is ours.
Amen.
He belonged unto us. He gave his life for us, a sinner and a wretch undone. And we are thankful for how he died, but he rose again. And he went to his Father, and he sent us another comforter.
Glory.
That is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for all that God had done and looking for him to do even more. So we thank God for that beautiful selection. And for the scripture reading, at this time, we're going to change this part of the service, and we're going to turn it over to the speaker of the hour for tonight, Sister Sheila Hameen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm happy with Jesus alone. Praise
yes,
God.
Lord.
You give honor to
yes,
God.
Lord.
I give honor to whom honor is due. I just thank God, hallelujah, because he has done marvelous things. Amen. It's a blessing indeed to be on the Lord's side. Amen. To know and to be blessed with this assurance that Jesus belongs to us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for his goodness and for his mercy. I thank God for just blessing us to be on the broadcast one more time. You know, we had some difficulties, some technical difficulties on Sunday afternoon, and there's nothing but the enemy who does not want us to do the Lord's will. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. But I told someone, it's okay, the devil hasn't done anything, because I'm coming
Amen.
Back with a vengeance.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I intend to do this work for the Lord. Amen.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Because God has been so good to me. And we understand that Satan is the adversary. He's the one who is trying to impede our progress. He's trying to stop us from doing what God commanded us to do. Praise the Lord. But let us press on in the name of the Lord Jesus, and let it be personal. This with me is personal. I am
all right.
to do all that God has given me to do. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. I don't feel like slacking up. I don't feel like stopping. Praise the Lord. But I feel like driving and going forward. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just feel good down in my soul. I thank the Lord for each and every one of you. And again, we apologize for the technical difficulties. We weren't able to broadcast on Sunday afternoon.
Amen.
But we're so glad that you tuned back in on tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And at this time, we're going to go ahead on and go to the Word of God. And I would like to ask you if you want to read along with me. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible, St. Luke, the 18th chapter. Praise the Lord. We'll begin with verse 1 and read on down to about verse 14, if it be the Lord's will. Before we go to the scripture, I would like to just have a brief word of prayer. If you will focus your minds and your hearts on the Lord right now. Let us pray. Most gracious and eternal wise God in heaven, Lord, we thank you and we bless your holy name. Oh God, we ask right now that you will speak to us, that you will minister unto us, Lord God, and bless us with the blessings that we stand in need of, because you know us best, Lord, and you know just what we need. We ask, God, that you will send forth your word tonight, that you will minister unto every soul that is listening on this broadcast tonight. Oh, Heavenly Father, make your holy visitation and lay your hand upon every listener. Lord God, move in a special way. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us go to the Word of God of St. Luke, the 18th chapter, beginning with verse 1. And the Bible reads, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her. By her continual coming, she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for the reading of the Word of God, St. Luke 18, verses 1 through 14. Praise be to God. And if I were to leave a topic with you on tonight, it would be prayer, faith, and perseverance yield powerful results.
Amen.
Prayer, faith, and perseverance yield powerful results. And if I were to leave a theme, it would be pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And for the next few moments, I would like for you to pray along with me. Amen.
Praise
as we go into the scriptures. Glory to God. And Jesus, he was talking to his disciples, amen, and he was telling them about the end times, glory to God, in the previous chapter, and got to chapter 18 where he began to speak a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint.
Yes.
So praying without fainting is the key to getting results.
Amen.
Yes.
If we continue in prayer, if we pray without ceasing as the Lord has spoken in this parable, we can get the things that we desire from God. Hallelujah. If we couple that with faith and perseverance, we can get powerful results. Amen. We can get lasting results. Oh, glory be to God. And Jesus encouraged parable to show us what we must do. He spoke in the second verse, saying there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And as he spoke of the judge's character, a judge who doesn't fear God nor regard man, it seems impossible to get someone like that to get any results. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise be to God. But Jesus was making a point. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And that is that God can do everything. God can do the impossible. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we don't have to fear any judge that doesn't fear God. We don't have to fear any unbeliever. Hallelujah. Who does not regard man. But if we pray, as the Lord has said, always pray and not faint. Glory to God. It's no telling what God would do for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus described a widow in that city where the unjust judge was. And she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. He had a request of the unjust judge. Hallelujah. Glory
yes.
to God. And when she went to him, he paid her no mind.
Amen.
So Amen.
He ignored her as if she was not there. Oh, praise the Lord. But she went on to this unjust judge.
Yes.
And requested to be avenged of her adversary.
Amen.
And he wouldn't do anything for a while. But she kept on going back. Oh, thank you, Lord. She kept on requesting the same thing over and over again.
Amen.
After a while, this unjust judge, something got his attention. He realized that she was not going to stop coming back.
Right.
She was going to keep on coming back, asking for the same thing over and over again. Oh, glory be to God. Afterwards, he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet, cause this widow troubleth me. Oh, she was getting under his skin. She
right.
was troubling him. And because of that reason, not because he was a just judge, not because he felt like it was his duty to do anything for this woman, it was because he was beginning to be troubled by her perseverance, by her continual coming. She just would not let up. Oh, thank you, Lord. She just kept on going back. Thank you, Jesus. And we, in the same manner, ought to always pray unto the Lord. It
yeah.
may seem like he's not going to move for a while. It may seem like he is not hearing our prayers, oh, glory to God. But we ought to continue to go to him in prayer. yes. until we get an answer. Oh,
yes.
So the widow woman began to trouble this unjust judge, and he made up his mind that he was going to avenge her just to stop her from wearying him. Oh, praise the Lord. And the Lord wanted his disciples to take note of this unjust judge said.
Yes.
Said, hear what the unjust judge said. And now he turned their attention to Almighty God. Hallelujah. The one who sits high and looks low. Glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, and shall not God avenge his own elect,
yes.
his own chosen. Glory, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus. With cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them. This is a question that he asked. Shall not God avenge his own? God is going to look out for his own.
Amen.
God cares for his own. Amen. And he will avenge his own speedily. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He will be right there when we need him the most.
Yes.
Lord, thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. It may seem like we've been abandoned or forsaken, but the Lord promised that he would never leave us, neither would he forsake us.
Amen.
Go ahead.
He will never turn his back on us, but he will always be there for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
he
Lord.
Will uphold us, and he will walk by our side. He will be there no matter what. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, we do feel like we are all alone sometimes. We feel like there's no one on our side. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But the Lord, he is always there.
Amen.
So Jesus, he began to let them know that the Lord would avenge us speedily.
Speedily.
But there is another aspect to this. He said, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? You might have faith today, but will you keep, will you continue in the faith? Hallelujah. When Jesus arrived on the scene, when he appeared in the clouds, will your faith have stood the test of time? Hallelujah. Will your faith be prevalent in that day? Will he find faith on the earth? Something for us to think about.
Amen.
It's
very important that we pray and keep the faith and keep on persevering.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't give up.
Amen.
And don't stop. I know sometimes when we're trying to get a prayer through to the Lord, it seems like the prayer is just not going through. But keep on persevering.
Yes.
Keep on praying. Hallelujah.
Glory
there may
God.
Be someone who has been praying for deliverance, praying for the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Praying for strength, praying for healing. But whatever you've been praying for, I want to encourage you to persevere.
Amen.
Don't give up, but keep on praying.
Keep
going back to the Lord. So I heard some people say, well, I don't want to keep asking God for the same thing. It's all right. Ask them again. Oh,
yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ask them until you get an answer.
Yes.
Oh, praise be to God. Because he may not move right away. But it doesn't mean he's not going to move.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. So you must keep the faith. You must continue to trust him, and you must hold on, amen, without giving up. Continue in the Lord.
Yes.
Keep going back to him. Keep on talking to him. Keep
amen.
On letting him know, Lord, I need you to do this for me. I need you to move for me, Lord. I need you to work it out, Jesus. I've
yes.
been waiting on deliverance for a long time, Lord. And I need you to help me. Please teach me patience, Lord, and how to wait on you. Oh, glory to God. Help me, Lord, not to lose the faith. You have to talk to him, glory to God. When the woman went to the unjust judge, she didn't just go there and didn't say anything. But
yes.
she made her request known.
Yes, she did.
Yes.
Told him exactly what she needed him to do. Oh, hallelujah. And this is how we ought to do with the Lord. Go
amen.
Let him know exactly what we request of him.
Amen.
Make
yes.
our request known unto him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he will hear and he will answer. Thank
yes,
you,
will.
Lord. We just got to wait on him. Amen. We can't hurry, God. We just have to wait.
Just
oh,
have
thank
to wait.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We have to trust him and just give him time. It doesn't matter how long it may take or how
all
long
right,
it
yes.
may seem. Oh, praise the Lord. He's a God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We just can't hurry.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Thank
just
you,
know this, that he'll be there. No need to become worried or anxious.
Amen.
But we just wait on him. He will show up when the time is right in his own time.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And that will be speedily in God's time. Because our time doesn't necessarily line up with God's time.
That's right.
Amen.
He says, praise the Lord. But when he arrives, he's completely on time every time. Thank
Amen.
You. So let us continue in prayer.
Yes.
Let's do what Jesus encouraged us to do, to always
Amen.
Pray and not to faint,
Amen.
Not to give up. Oh, thank you, Lord. And Jesus went on speaking concerning two men who went up to the temple to pray. And I believe Jesus was pointing out to his disciples in this parable about people who are high-minded and lifted up in pride
yes.
and always talking about I this and I did that and I'm this and I'm that. Praise the Lord. But when we pray, we have to humble ourselves.
Yes.
We have to become meek and lowly in heart. Lowly.
Yes,
Lord. Because the Lord, he will give grace to the humble.
Amen.
Oh, thank
yes,
you,
will.
Lord Jesus. If we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, he will exalt us in due time. Oh, praise.
Amen.
And so don't go to God with a high mind or lifted up with pride. Humble down. Amen. And God will bless you.
Yes, he will.
Two men went up and prayed. One was a Pharisee and the other was a publican. The Pharisee
yes.
was very proud. He was
yes.
lifted up and exalted. He
mm-hmm.
was looking down on the publican. Hallelujah. He felt like he was so much better than this publican.
Amen.
He went to God and began to pray and telling God how he thanked him that he's not like these other men and he's not an extortioner and not unjust and adulterous and all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
That's the truth. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we are no more than sinners saved by grace. Glory to God. We all have fault. Thank you, Jesus. So we have to humble ourselves before the Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
And was comparing himself to the publican, saying that he wasn't like him, and how he fasted twice in the week. Oh, my Lord, and went on saying how he paid tithes and so forth. And the publican, his approach, oh, yes, Lord Jesus, was that of humility.
Yes.
Amen.
Went to God in humility, even standing afar off, feeling like he was not even worthy to lift his eyes to heaven. Oh, but I could see by faith how he stood there, and he just dropped his head and smote his breast.
Yes.
Thank God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He confessed that he was a sinner. In other words, he confessed that I have faults and I'm weak and I need your help. I need mercy. Please have mercy on me.
Yes,
Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. When we go to God in prayer, we need to confess our faults before him. Thank you, Lord. We need to be meek and lowly. We need to humble ourselves before our God. Amen. The Lord for mercy.
Yes.
Anyone out there who desire anything from God, God will hear your cry. And when you humble yourself, the Lord will exalt you.
Amen.
He will lift you up. Jesus began to explain in the 14th verse, saying, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified. Thank you, Lord. Rather than the other.
Yes.
Other man that had lifted up himself and spoke so highly of himself, felt like he was so much better than all the rest, he did not go home justified.
All right.
Amen.
He went home the same way he came.
Yes.
But the publican, hallelujah,
yes,
he went home a different way.
Amen.
Amen.
He didn't go back home the same way he came. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah.
Somebody sang the song,
I'm not leaving here the way I came Jesus' name.
Amen.
I'm going down in prayer, and when I get done, I'm coming up a different way. Thank you, Lord.
All right.
I might have been heavy weighted down with burdens and troubled and all of this, but when I get up off my knees from praying unto God, I'm going to rise a whole different way than the way I came. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going out a better way. Thank you, Lord. I'm going out with deliverance. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going out with the answer that I sought from the Lord. I'm going out with my healing. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Whatever you believe in God for, he has the power to do it for you.
Yes.
If you can only believe him and just have a little faith. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you are desiring to be filled with the Holy Ghost, thank you, Lord Jesus. All you have to do is believe.
Amen.
Yes.
And the Lord will fill your soul with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
You don't have to go back the same way you came. Praise be to God. But your life can be changed completely this night. The night is the night of salvation.
Right.
Right now is your hour of salvation. Praise be to God. This is your time for deliverance. This is your time for healing.
Amen.
Your time for strength and power, for encouragement, for whatever you need. Oh, this is your time. Praise the Lord. Pray without ceasing. Amen. Pray earnestly for the Lord and don't faint. Don't give up, but keep looking to the Lord, because prayer, faith, and perseverance yield powerful results. Thank you, Jesus. God can change a hard heart into a soft heart. Amen. He has the power to take out the stony heart and put in a heart of flesh.
Bless
the name of Jesus. So if anyone is giving you any trouble, if you're trying to accomplish something and there's someone standing in the way or something standing in your way, God has the power to speak the word. Whatever it is in the way will be removed out of the way.
Amen. Amen.
Praise be to God. So let us humble ourselves always, God, with humility, not high-minded or exalted or lifted up.
Amen.
Jesus said in the latter part of verse 14, "For everyone that exalted himself shall be abased."
Yes, amen.
No matter how long you've gone exalting yourself, the Lord is a God of his word. And every word he has spoken, he will keep. Hallelujah. Not one of his words will pass away. And he will never go back on his word. So for everyone who exalted himself, they will be abased. They will be brought down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he that humbled himself shall be exalted. The more we humble ourselves, the more God will exalt us.
Amen.
And when God exalts us, no one can bring us down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No one can remove us out of the place where God puts us.
Amen.
So I just thank God for his word. The word of God is food for my soul, is guidance for everyday life. The word of God is life.
Amen.
This is where I get my life from, the word of God. It gives me life. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. It gives me everything I need. When I need that unction to keep on going, the word of God provides that for me.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
When
I
feel like the enemy is closing in on me, the word of God is there to protect me.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because this word is a sword. It's a weapon you can use to resist the devil.
Amen.
And the Bible lets us know if we resist the devil, he will flee from us. So we can resist this adversary that has risen up against us. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for each and every one of you who have tuned in tonight.
Amen.
And I would like to invite you for prayer to turn
Praise
your heart and your mind toward the Lord and to give him a try tonight, to trust him. If you can try Jesus just one time, that he will never, ever let you down.
Amen.
He will never fail. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to try for yourself.
Amen.
You have to experience this relationship with the Lord for yourself. You can listen to other people talk about their relationship with the Lord and how it is for them, but you won't really know until you have a relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
It's just like listening to someone talk about somebody they know. You hear them talking about them all the time. But you, if you don't know them personally, you're only listening to what this person is saying.
That's
they
true.
May not be telling the truth.
That's true. Amen.
There may be some things about this person that you will never know until you get to know them personally. Same way with the Lord. You hear a lot of people talking about the Lord.
Yes.
They say a lot of things about the Lord.
Yeah, they do.
But what do you know about him?
All right.
How well do you know the Lord? And if you don't know him, I encourage you to get to know him. To know him now. Right now, while the blood is running warm in your veins,
mm-hmm.
while you have a chance to call upon the name of the Lord, to seek him and to get to know him, I encourage you to do that right now. And let us turn our minds and our hearts completely toward the Lord. Forget about any distractions. Forget about everything and everyone else. And let us believe God together. Let us trust him together. And anyone who desires to give your life to Jesus, this is your opportunity right now. If you can just repent in your heart, asking the Lord to forgive you for the wrong that you've done, for any sins that you committed, just ask the Lord to have mercy on you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just say to the Lord, Lord, I'm sorry for the sins I committed. I'm sorry, Lord, for not keeping your commandments. And I want you to forgive me and have mercy on me and save me. Oh, and I believe the Lord, he will honor your prayer. And anyone out there who is sick in your body, I encourage you to trust the Lord for your healing tonight. Anyone who's going through and feeling like you just can't hold on, I want to encourage you to trust the Lord and don't give up. Pray for strength. Hallelujah. Pray for help. Glory to God, to the Lord. Everyone else with any petition, we're going to the Lord in prayer, touching and agreeing on the same things, praying the prayer of faith. Most gracious and eternal wise God in heaven, Lord, we come to you humbling ourselves before you and asking for your mercy.
Have mercy.
Oh, Lord God, we pray on the behalf of those who are seeking to know you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Seeking to give their lives to you, Lord. We ask that you forgive their sins.
Forgive, Lord.
And that you will have mercy on them and save them, Lord. Fill them with the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for those who are asking you to lay your hand on them right now. Oh, my God, touch, heal, and deliver. Make everyone whole in the name of Jesus. Lord, whatever condition is plaguing their body, we pray right now that you will rebuke that condition.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, cover them under your blood.
Yes,
heal
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord, we're calling on you because we know you can do everything.
Thank you,
we
yes,
know, Lord.
Lord,
that we can trust in you,
yes,
that
Lord.
You will keep your word. We believe tonight together.
We believe right now, Lord,
trusting and agreeing in
yes,
this
Lord.
Prayer.
Thank you, yes,
Lord,
Lord.
Lord, for the petition that everyone is praying right now. Every petition that is going up before you, Lord.
Jesus,
we are asking you, Lord, to incline your ear
Lord,
and to
yes,
hear
Lord.
Every prayer. Lord, we pray right now that you will grant them all according to your will and
Jesus.
Your purpose. In the name of Jesus,
name of Jesus.
Lord, we need you to increase our faith.
Lord,
strengthen us where we're weak. Fill us up where we're torn down in the name of Jesus. Cover us under your blood, Lord, and keep us in your protection. Lord, we need you to hold our hand
and
walk by our side. We need you, Lord, while we're faced with adversity.
Yes, Lord.
We're faced with the pandemic, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We're faced with and trials.
You know all about
we need you right now,
God.
We need you,
Jesus. Show up, Lord Jesus. We need you to lift up a standard against
yes,
the enemy that is risen up against us. In the name of Jesus.
Name
oh,
of
Lord, we are depending on you. And
yes,
we are looking unto you. We are trusting in you, Lord Jesus.
Trusting in you, Lord Jesus.
Believe you right now, God.
We believe, Lord Jesus.
We're taking you at your word. Lord, you said in your word that if we ask anything in
yes,
your
Lord
name,
Jesus.
You would do it.
Said you would do it, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord. We're asking you to do it for us
we're
right
asking
now.
Right
yes,
now, Lord.
We're not here to move for us, oh God.
Move, Lord Jesus.
We're asking you. Work miracles, Lord.
Work
Jesus.
Miracles, Lord.
We're asking you to fix it right now, God.
Fix it, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
work
Jesus.
It out, my Lord.
Work it out,
we know you can do it. We believe it right now.
We believe,
yes, Lord.
As done. Oh, Lord, remember everyone who's on the prayer list around
yes,
the nation and around the world. Oh, God, look on every name that is written one by one,
right
name
now.
By name, and
yes,
every
Lord.
Family member that's represented by those names. Oh,
yes,
my
Lord.
God, we pray, Lord,
yes,
that
Lord.
You will stretch out your hand.
Stretch out your
oh,
hand.
Oh, my God, touch, Lord
touch,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Move right now.
Move right
now. Fix it in the homes.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
The homes that are destroyed and
Jesus.
Torn apart. Oh,
it,
God,
Lord.
Put the pieces back together.
Able
the
right
brokenhearted, Lord Jesus.
Mend
yes, Lord. Oh, my God, those who are grieving of their loved ones, Lord, and bereaved.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Praying for comfort and
comfort.
For consolation
yes,
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus.
In the name
oh,
of Jesus.
Because we know you're able. We are asking
able,
you God, to heal those. Who are stricken with the virus, coronavirus. Oh, Lord Jesus, move in miraculous.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Touch and heal and deliver in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to thank you.
Thank
we
you,
want to thank you for your mercy.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You for
thank
hearing
you.
Our prayers. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You
thank
for
you,
the
Jesus.
Moving of your spirit,
thank
Lord.
You,
we thank you for
Jesus.
Blessing us. Even though we don't deserve it, Lord,
yes.
We thank you
thank
for
you.
Having
yes,
mercy
Lord.
On us. We thank you
thank
for
you,
your grace toward us, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Glory,
yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
yes,
you,
Lord
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Glory to your name,
thank
Jesus.
You.
Thank you right now, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for answering prayer, Lord.
Answering
thank
prayer.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, God, for providing jobs for
thank
your
you,
people. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
oh,
you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you,
oh,
thank
yes,
you
Lord.
Jesus.
We thank you for thank you. Financial blessings. Lord, we thank
yes,
you
Lord.
For
thank you,
blessings.
Jesus.
God, we thank you.
Thank
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
For
thank
the
you,
healing.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for spiritual blessings.
That's
we
your name.
Thank you right now, Lord
thank
Jesus.
You right now.
For how you have done all these things.
Jesus.
and even more. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory,
to God.
Glory,
thank
glory.
You.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
In your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you. We thank
yes,
you.
Yes, Lord.
We bless
yes,
your name, Jesus.
Your name.
Lord, we are asking you to continue to bless this broadcast.
Yes,
Lord. We'll bless this ministry and let it bring glory and honor to your holy name. And for those who are listening tonight, Jesus, thank you for them, Lord. We ask
yes,
you to continue to bless them.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
Them, Lord, with the blessing that they stand in need of.
Yes,
we are
Lord.
Asking all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Yes,
thank God for the Word of God. We thank God for prayer. We thank
Amen.
God for just everything. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I love to pray.
That's yes.
my ministry.
Praise
I am
the Lord.
Praying. Amen. Praise God.
God.
I do thank the Lord for this passage of scripture.
Yes. Amen.
I spoke that parable. And this is something that I take in for myself to just always pray. And not to faint.
Amen.
Amen. Time, we're going to have some remarks from Evangelist Maybell Edmond, and then we're going to have some announcements, or we're going to turn it back over to the host after that. Evangelist May.
Truly, we thank God for that powerful message. Prayer. Prayer. And faith, we have to pray and believe God. Take him at his word, and he will do just what he said he would do.
Yes,
prayerful message. I thank God for that message coming through Evangelist. I mean, she preached out of her soul. She preached until she felt it.
Yes.
And I thank God for that message because prayer changes things. You know, that judge, he was an unjust judge.
Yeah.
He didn't even regard God. Now we regard God,
mm-hmm.
and we keep on praying and seeking the Lord. But
okay.
this judge didn't even regard God.
Yeah.
But because that widow just kept coming to him, she was wearing him out.
Mm-hmm.
She made him tired.
Yes.
She troubled him. He said, "Lest she trouble me." And she did trouble him because she kept going back.
Yeah.
He began to get vexed. He began
yes.
to get moved out of his position. And
he
just said, though I don't regard God, I don't even regard God. But because this widow comes before me and just keep coming and she troubled me, I'm going to go ahead on and grant her petition.
Yes.
And that's what he did.
Yes.
And how much more?
Glory
the
God.
People of God that
right.
believe God, that trust God,
yes.
that live for God.
Mm-hmm.
How much more if we pray and make our supplication known unto the Lord
thank
by
you.
Communication, by communion with God, how
yes.
much more will mm-hmm. the Lord hear and answer our prayer? I tell you, I believe he'll come speedily. As the Bible said, I tell you, he comes speedily
Amen.
And he will answer our prayer and he will deliver us.
Amen.
Just like David said, he cried unto the Lord
yes.
and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all of his troubles.
Oh.
And he wasn't fearful anymore because the Lord delivered him
Amen.
Out of all of that trouble and out of his fears. God will do the same for his people.
Yes,
and for anyone that take God at his word and believe on him as the scripture has said, for the Lord, he will do it for you also.
Yes, he will.
But we just have to take him at his word and do what the word of God says and pray. Prayer will get the job done.
Amen.
If we could just bring ourselves to pray, seek the Lord, and make our supplication known unto the Lord, God will do just what he said he would do. And I thought about Peter, how that he was locked up in jail, but how the saints got together and they prayed.
Yes.
And the Lord delivered him out of the prison. And here come Peter knocking on the door.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thought about Daniel. He prayed every day.
Three times a day
at a certain time. And they tried to stop him from praying. But Daniel, he prayed anyway. Even though the king had made a decree that if they found anybody praying, he got down and prayed just like he had been doing day after day after day.
Amen.
They tried to turn him in. But still, God answered his prayer.
Yes,
when they put him in the lion's den, the lions couldn't even eat Daniel because of prayer.
Yes,
prayer
Lord.
Got the job done.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Prayer, the saints of God, natural resource.
Yeah.
Just like the human natural resource is water. We got to have water. We got to have food to survive. Well, natural resource is prayer, to pray. We have to seek the Lord and believe the Lord. That's our natural resource in God, spiritual resource. Thank God. I tell you, I just thank God for the word of God. The Lord just, he just brings so many scriptures to you and thoughts through the word of God. I tell you, we could go on and on.
Yeah,
but the Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 said, pray without ceasing.
Amen.
We have to pray all the time.
Yes.
We have to be instant in prayer. When things go wrong, pray. When it seems like nothing is going right for us, pray.
Pray.
When we need healing, pray.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
No.
When we need a way made, pray. When we need a financial blessing, pray.
Pray.
God will do the work if we believe. We've got to take that faith. Faith and prayer work together, God will do just what he said he would do. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful message coming through Evangelist. I truly enjoyed that on tonight. And I hope that you have gotten something out of the word of God on tonight. I want to encourage her to keep preaching and letting the Lord have his way. And at this time, the service is back into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those beautiful exhortations coming through Evangelist May. And she's right. The Lord, he'll begin to bring all these scriptures to mind. Concerning the word of God, the word stir you up. Amen.
Amen.
God, prayer does work. Hallelujah.
Yes, it does.
It
Amen.
Does get the job done. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. So this time, we're going to turn it over to Evangelist Khadija, our host for this evening. Evangelist Khadija Hameen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you all for tuning in, excuse me. Thank God for the word and for the prayer. Thank God for that very encouraging word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, letting us know that prayer, faith, and perseverance yield powerful results.
Yes.
And like she said, like Evangelist Hameen began to say, sometimes God might not come right away. But it doesn't mean that he won't come. Some people, they think that a delay, it means a denial. But that's not what all the time. Sometimes, like she's going to say, he's right on time, and he comes speedily. But our time is not like his time.
Amen.
And we can't hurry him. We have to wait. And sometimes we have to go back and pray again. Not that he didn't hear us the first time.
All right.
Because even when Daniel began to pray, God heard his prayer immediately when he began to pray. But he had to wait for the angel of battle to get to him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For his prayer to fully be answered. But he heard, it was heard when he started praying, it was heard. But sometimes we have to continue to pray. And I thank God for all of the words that I've heard, even from Evangelist Maybell, the remarks that she gave. And if anyone would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on this show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. You may also email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100, @gmail.com. To tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m., you may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service, Title One School. Added to the prayer list is Anthony. He has COVID-19, and his mother is asking for prayer. So let us please pray for Anthony. Let us remember to continue to pray for Angel Estetti, Carmen Estetti, Rosa Mendez Gonzalez. Let us continue to pray for Louis Savage III, Myra Salter, Evangelist Bertha Jones, Teresa Jones, Henry Edmond, and his wife, Sister Mary Edmond, Mother Elizabeth Frazier, Celeste Hall, Carol Martiri, Missionary Rose Mack, Deacon Albert Mack, Sharon Mack, Selma Johnson, the Johnson family, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson and Sister Doreen Jackson, Deacon Irvin Carr. We want to continue to pray for the bereaved Simpkins family, the bereaved Tyler family, the bereaved Smith family, the bereaved Tennessee family, the bereaved Calloway family, the bereaved Diggs family, and all the bereaved families. We want to continue to pray for Titus Edmonds Sr., Brenda Edmonds, Crawford West, and children, DeMarcus West, Larry West, as well as the Lee County Administration, Minister Troy Johnson, Sister Alice Johnson, Missionary Gloria Johnson, who gave a glorious testimony a couple of Sundays ago, how the Lord brought her out of the hospital, Mr. Bill Bradley, Ola May, Chris Upshur and family, Mother Mary Colbreth, Evangelist Martha Colbreth, the Miller family, Gloria West and family, Charisma Bishop, Janine Leo, Angel Tennessee, Deshaun Tennessee, Mr. Wade, the Turner family, and any name I might not have called. And if you're looking to support any other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth's Ministry of Hope is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host a prayer line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. And the access code is 346-9155. Elderberry can be seen on YouTube. Just go on YouTube. Type in Elderberry Johnson, and you'll be able to see him. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant, X, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Minister Emmanuel Hogues and Evangelist Renee Jones team up with Evangelist Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. And if you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list or anyone else's name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition, your name, in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. And if you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland 21230. Those are all the announcements that I have. I want to just encourage everyone to pray without ceasing. And Evangelist Amin, broadcast is back into your hands.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you, Evangelist Khadija, who always does such a beautiful job in hosting.
Thank God
for my band, Maybell Edmond, my co-host. And he's a great blessing to us and to our ministry. Praise God. We just thank God for all the people of God. And just want to encourage Missionary Lisa Johnson. Be encouraged. Amen. God is good, and I got your message. And
amen.
Thank God for you and for your love and for your support and your prayers. Praise God.
Thank the Lord.
God for all of the people of God, for all of our listeners. Once again, we cannot express enough how grateful we are for your support and your continued prayers. I would like to offer at this time, if there are any members of the clergy who are listening in tonight and would like to have some remark, if you would like to remark tonight, you may call this number. 240-500-0327. That number again is 240-500-0327. And I just thank the Lord for our leaders. Thank God for Pastor Jackson and for Pastor Marshall, our president and vice president, respectively. Also, Pastor Jackson, our Northern District Overseer. Praise the Lord. Also, Pastor Marshall is the Southern District Overseer. We thank God for our church mothers, for Mother Tyler, our general church mother, and also for Mother Evangelist Janice Marshall, who is the Assistant General Church Mother. Praise the Lord. We just thank the Lord because God is doing great and mighty things. And again, the enemy did try to hinder us and try to stop us, but we're coming on back in the name of the Lord Jesus with more for the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We have someone coming through. God bless you. You're on the air.
God bless you. This is Elder Barry from our headquarters church at Christian Temple in Camden, New Jersey. Just want to thank God tonight for the word from Evangelist Hameen. And truly, it is praying time. We have to pray as never before, because we're living in the last days, and the devil's trying to steal the faith of the people of God. We must keep our faith in a day and time like this, and the best way to do that, we have to pray. We have to pray and keep looking to the Lord. And Evangelist Khadija said brought out a very good point when she said when Daniel was praying and the devil intervened in that prayer, not that God didn't hear the prayer, but the devil intervened, and then the angels had to come down and fight to release that prayer. So sometimes when we're praying, it's not like God don't hear our prayer, but the enemy try to hold up your prayer and make you think that your prayer is not getting through.
All right.
But if we keep praying, sooner or later, God will release that prayer, and your prayer will come through, and you'll get the answer that you're looking for from God. So I thank God for y'all, the ministry, Evangelist Hameen, Evangelist Khadija, Evangelist Maybell.
Yes.
Just thank God for y'all. I thank God for y'all. Keep on working for the Lord, because your labor is not in vain. And this is what it takes in a day and time like we live in. We have to keep putting this word out there so people can understand the seriousness of the time that we're living in. It's time to come to Jesus. It's time for people to give their life to Jesus and see, the time that we're living in. And this is how come these ministries are so important, because we're putting the word out there so people can understand it's the time to come to Jesus. So I thank God tonight for hearing the word of God. I just want to encourage y'all, keep working for the Lord, and thank God for the ministry that y'all have out here trying to reach souls for Christ. God bless y'all.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for you, Elder Barry. And you don't have to hang up. You can just stay on until we close out. Anyone else desire to call in and give any remarks, any members of the clergy? Or maybe there's someone out there who the Lord has really blessed and they just want to tell what God did. They want to tell their testimony. If you would like to call in and just give your testimony, tell what the Lord has done, feel that the Lord has blessed you through this ministry and you want to make it known, you're welcome to call in and do so. 240-500-0327. Amen.
And may I just say,
yes.
It's coming to my attention, I actually missed a couple of names. My list, I was trying to update it, and I think I may have missed a few names. But Sam Anderson, Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds' dad, I'm going to continue to pray for him, and
yes.
Sister Lisa Johnson, who actually gave us those a few names as well. So
okay.
We want to continue to pray for her. Amen.
Amen. So we know how powerful prayer is.
Amen.
And when people get together and when they touch and agree on the same things, like was brought out, Evangelist May brought out how Peter was locked up in jail and the saints prayed all night long.
Yes.
They prayed until Peter showed up on the porch.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So while we are in prayer, God is doing a great and a mighty work.
Yes,
so we do thank God for the broadcast on tonight. We thank God for Elder Barry for the remarks coming through him. Very encouraging, very uplifting. Amen. We just thank God for all things. And this does conclude the broadcast for this evening since we didn't get anyone calling in. And we ask that you tune in with us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Praise the Lord for broadcasting. And we're praying that God will have his way and that his will be done. So we thank God for you once again. We want you to know that we love you and are praying for you. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Anything we forgot or need to mention? Anyone? If not, this concludes the broadcast for this evening. God bless you, Evangelist May.
God bless you.
God bless you, Evangelist Khadija.
God bless you.
And God bless you, Elder Barry.
God bless y'all.
You are the most powerful. You are my greatest.